This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Creative Impact. It is our weekly look at the local creative sector. I'm David Fair, and I'm joined by my content partner and co-host, Deb Pollack. Deb, of course, is president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw. Good to talk with you again.
Yeah, Dave, it's always good to talk with you, too. You know, last week on Creative Impact, we spent some time visiting with local artist and regular Ann Arbor Art Fair exhibitor, Karen Wagner-Corin, in the first of a two-part series on the 2021 Ann Arbor Art Fair.
Indeed. We talked with Karen about what she was anticipating being back at the fair after it was canceled in 2020 because of the pandemic. We promised to bring Karen back this week to tell us about her experience at the fair, and I'm glad to say she's on the line now. Karen, welcome back to Creative Impact.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Karen, we're so glad you're here, and we hope you will have a chance to rest up after 3 days of the fair. And of course, no Ann Arbor Art Fair would be complete without a storm or two. After all these years, do you just plan on rain?
Yeah, we always have something, but this really was the first year. It's never rained this much all in one day. I was actually cold.
Oh,
which never happens. I'm always too hot. But you know, we come prepared. That's one of the things about doing outdoor shows, and that's that you have to be prepared for the weather. So we all have tents to drop down, and they did a really great thing this year. They gave us the option to stay open, and if you wanted to stay there all day and see who came, you could stay open, and if you wanted to close, you could close.
Despite the rain interludes, how was the overall atmosphere as you returned to the fair?
It was great. Everybody is so happy to be, you know, back out and meeting people. I heard all sorts of conversations of folks walking by, really engaged in conversation with one another because they were catching up. You know, many people vacation and have reunions during the art fair, so I often get large groups of people, sometimes whole families, sometimes just group of women friends or friends from school that come to visit, and it was wonderful.
When we spoke last week, you said you hoped that people would be willing to come out and enjoy the annual ritual of the Ann Arbor Art Fair. Plenty people did. Now, prior to the pandemic, it was estimated that the Ann Arbor Art Fair brought in about 500,000 people downtown each year. This year's fair was shortened to 3 days instead of four, and of course, there is still some COVID to contend with. So, were you pleased with the size of the crowds that were walking through?
Yes. Yep, they were there. Sometimes there was so many people, I couldn't go from my booth to walk across where the pedestrians walked to go into the shade or to go to the porta potty because it was like there was so much traffic.
Kind of a good problem to have, I would imagine.
Yeah, it was. It was good.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with local artist Karen Wagner-Corin about her experience exhibiting in the renewed 2021 Ann Arbor Art Fair.
So, Karen, you know, I expect that the setup day is somewhat routine for somebody like you who's been a veteran art fair exhibitor. So besides the chore of setting up your booth, what was it like being back and connecting with your fellow artists? Were you distracted? Did it take longer to get set up as everybody was greeting each other?
Oh, no, everybody really gets their stuff up. They were pretty serious this year. Not, you know, some artists choose to sit next to their pals, because you can request who you want to sit with. So there's a lot of groups of artists who hang together every year. So they set up, they get that done, they go home, they rest, and then they come prepared during the show and they visit and have fun, and it's really fun to watch. I tried to get away to visit my other artist friends, but I couldn't get away. I was too busy.
That's certainly a good thing. But right at the beginning, as you were having these kinds of reunions with your fellow artists and setting up, were you optimistic or wary that it would be a successful event?
I'd say we were all pretty optimistic.
As you do most years, Deb, you were out walking and experiencing the fairs. How was it from a visitor's viewpoint?
Well, I was out all day Thursday and some of Saturday, and it just felt great. The artists I talked to seemed to be thrilled to be back, and people were about and enjoying themselves and filling the restaurants. I saw lots of folks carrying packages, and whether those were packages were art or retail purchases, I'm sure it was all good for the local economy. Karen, how were your art sales, and were people buying?
Yes, absolutely. It was almost my best Ann Arbor Art Fair, or close.
My goodness.
Anecdotally, really... I've heard a lot of other artists say exactly the same thing. To what do you attribute the great success of the 2021 edition?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I had many customers that came in that had just purchased a home, had just moved to an apartment or downsized or upsized or whatever, or renovated a home. That was the other thing, lots of renovations. And I had pictures of blank walls, people showing me their new space, and they were looking for something and would it fit. And I spent so much time talking to people about their measurements and their wall sizes and their colors, and it was great.
Well, so that's going to bode well for your format framing business coming here in the future, too, I bet.
Oh, I hope so. I had a customer come by who bought a big painting, and she didn't like the frame that the artist had on it. And she asked if she could bring it in, and I said, sure.
That works out for everybody.
Yes,
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we are talking for a second consecutive week with Ypsilanti-based artist Karen Wagner-Koren about her experience exhibiting in the 2021 Ann Arbor Art Fair. The pandemic, Karen, required all of us to make many changes in what we do and how we work. As difficult as much of it has been, some of those changes have proven to be a better way and will remain permanent. The art fair organizers were very careful to follow COVID-19 safety protocols and considered the comfort of artists and visitors by spacing out the booths more this year, limiting the food carts, and reducing the number of days of the fairs. How did you like those changes?
I think it was good. I love having more room around each booth. It's more comfortable for visitors to look at all the booths. It's difficult when they're so close and packed right next to one another. So actually, this is better in general.
Do you like the 3 days better than the 4 days?
I like the 3 days as a, you know, as an exhibitor, but I missed that fourth day because I didn't get to go around and go shopping.
You know, as I walked around, I really appreciated the more space between the booths as well. You could visit and view the artist's work so much better. And I could also move through downtown on the sidewalks. So I really like the feel of this year's fair. And I hope some of those changes remain. How about you, Karen? Do you hope that some of those changes remain?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't know if there were less artists or not. I don't have those numbers handy. But, I mean, I don't know if the exhibitors' numbers were the same, just more spread out, or we had less artists.
So do you have one or two moments that you will most remember about this 2021 art fair?
Oh. I just couldn't believe it rained all day. It was a lot of water. So that was unusual. That never happens here.
On that subject, protecting your work, others artists protecting their work, is that something you prepare for in advance?
Yeah, but it is difficult. I had some pieces that got wet. You just hope that they don't get ruined. They dried out. It was okay. All is well.
Oh, good.
So in the end, the 2021 art fair was all worth it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Karen, thank you so much for doing this twice these last 2 weeks and giving us the artist view of the Ann Arbor Art Fairs.
You're welcome. Thank you for doing that.
That is local artist Karen Wagner-Koren, who joined us to talk about her experience exhibiting in the 2021 Ann Arbor Art Fair. You can find out more about Karen and her work and see some art fair images at WEMU.org. Deb Pollack is president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, my Creative Impact co-host. And Deb, I'll look forward to our conversation next week.
Yes, with another Creative Washtenaw guest.
I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.